call it a case of lost in translation. Washington and Oregon's new health insurance exchanges are getting poor marks for their efforts to communicate with foreign language audiences. Olympia correspondent Austin Jenkins has details.
On the Washington Health Benefit Exchange website, you can find fact sheets in 8 foreign languages, from Cambodian to Somali. These are 1- and 2-page documents that are supposed to help uninsured families navigate the new world of the Affordable Care Act. But after the translations went live on the website,
we looked at those and felt that they were somewhat concerning.
Amy Alexander is a member of an advisory committee that's helping Washington's exchange reach out to low-income and immigrant communities. She says the committee had unofficial reviewers look at the translations. Now imagine a teacher taking a red pen to a student's paper. That's what it looked like when the reviewers got done. In the case of the Cambodian translation, the reviewer said it was written in street language and recommended a complete redo. Alexander says it's vital to get it right.
It is often said that it's better to have no translation than a poor translation.
At Washington's Health Benefit Exchange, Michael Marchand says the fact sheets were done by state-certified translators.
Obviously, we're disappointed.
Marchand says the fact sheets will now be reworked. He notes the exchange doesn't go live until October 1st and says this is why they have community advisors.
I think it's great that we're in a position where we're catching it now.
In Oregon, the healthcare exchange uses Google Translate. Click on it, select your language, and voila, the whole website is translated. But Angel Sureau is not impressed. She directs translation services at Cetra Language Solutions near Philadelphia.
My reaction is it doesn't look professional.
To demonstrate the problem, Sureau converted questions on the Cover Oregon website into her native French.
How can Cover Oregon help me? So when I look at the French translation, it reads, how can to cover Oregon it help me?
A spokesperson for Cover Oregon says Google Translate is just a temporary solution. Coming soon, an informational website entirely in Spanish and other Oregon materials translated into several languages. I'm Austin Jenkins in Olympia.